I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Shrine Podcast Presents The Traitors. I'm Brendan.
And I'm Rebecca.
Hannah is away on a secret mission at the moment.
Guys, you need to stop saying people are on secret missions because I feel like when you come back, everyone's like, where the hell were you? Brendan, well, where were you last week?
My secret mission, which I couldn't speak about while I was there, was we were surprising my auntie with a birthday party. That's why I couldn't say it. I don't think she listens to our podcast, but just in case, well, word reached her.
True. Yeah. It'll be the one time, you know, the cat would come out of the bag. Well, you were off surprising your auntie, fair play, and Hannah will reveal where she's been tomorrow. Hopefully.
I don't know where the woman is. It's probably not a secret mission
she's
either.
She's just not here. It's Brendan and Rebecca here now to cause mischief today.
Don't get your hopes up now if Hannah doesn't come back with the reveal of a secret mission. Okay, it was a case of ash to ashes in episode 4 as Paul and Harry turned on their fellow traitor. We never got to find out why lovely Brian tried to banish Paul in the last episode.
No.
And Diane and Ross were getting a bit too chatty for my liking. I think mother and son need to keep their distance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, there was someone else walking by at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd suspect actually an affair. Do you know
True.
If I saw that?
Yeah.
Like, that's where my mind goes.
Diane, we have your thoughts almost all about Paul in a while. And we are about to gather around our own round table and discuss last night's events. But first, we have an update on the vanishing Christmas tree that we spoke about in our previous podcast, Vigil Before Christmas.
Yes, so myself and Brendan present a radio show and we work together every single morning. And one of the Christmas trees in our office just completely Houdini'd.
Yeah, so there was a Christmas tree on each floor. So say there's like three floors. And the one on the floor that we work on had been there for like a month.
Mm.
We were trotting off to the toilet one day. The tree was gone. And we were just like, where's the tree gone? You know when you feel like there's something missing?
And not even a pine needle on the floor.
Like,
gone.
Completely vanished. So we were like, where did it go? We spoke about it on the podcast, tried to figure it out. Anyway, we have an update. Apologies it's taken us so long to remember to update you.
A few people asked us and I said, Brendan, I must remind you now, you need to tell people where the Christmas tree went.
So the update with the vanishing Christmas tree is that it was borrowed for a shoot. The glamour. It was taken off site somewhere for...
Lifted out with the balls all over it.
With the balls and all. Taken off for a shoot and it was replaced. It was returned like Christmas week.
Like nothing happened.
Yeah.
It was so strange.
I wonder like what ad campaign we're going to see our Christmas tree in.
Maybe next year we'll be watching the ads and we'll say, OMG, that's the tree from floor 3 in our building.
Pointing at the John Lewis Christmas ad. That's our Christmas tree.
Imagine a claim to fame. So anyway, that's what happened with the Christmas tree. Hopefully we will have an update on the car that Hannah spotted that's been clamped for months on
this
end.
This has been ongoing. There was no answer on the phone call last episode. So has she knocked into the office? We'll find... Maybe that's the secret mission she's on. Maybe
so
we'll find out.
So many strange secret missions and... mysteries going on at the moment on Shrine Pod, but let's talk about the biggest, juiciest mystery of all.
Let's
the traitors.
It. Yes, episode 4. Take it away, bitch.
Okay, so at the start of the episode last night, we saw that Brian and Ash, they were tied at 6 votes each. We were kind of hoping in a way that it would come down to... you know, the tiebreaker or whatever.
Yeah,
but
to see that game of like luck or chance.
Yeah, we weren't sure if, you know, Anthony was going to go and vote for Diane because he, obviously Diane had been very suspicious of him. We were wondering, was he going to just go, you know, I'm voting for Diane? But no, it was tied 6 apiece between Brian and Ash, and Anthony voted for Brian and Brian was banished, which was really quite sad.
Oh yeah, I got it for Brian. I wanted to know if he was putting on that whole act of being overwhelmed, and he had promised that he wanted to explain why he voted for Paul, and I was dying to know if he'd seen something.
Yeah, if something had slipped out. Well, you know, I have to say now, the Faithfuls aren't doing too well. Four Faithfuls are now gone from the competition. And after that, we saw Ash looking really upset. She was angry at herself. She was overwhelmed and obviously shocked and blindsided because her fellow traitors, Paul and Harry, had thrown her under the bus and voted for her.
So awkward for them because, like, obviously that's it's a massive risk to take. And then the fact that they didn't get the numbers and she was still there, you're like, oh, holy shit,
oh,
now we have to face her and try and wiggle our way out of this.
I'm telling you, Paul didn't feel one bit awkward. You know, he said in his talking head, obviously the whole thing's awkward, but straight away out the gap. After they left the round table room and they were hanging around the house before the murder hour, Paul was chatting away to Johnny and he was like, come here now, I still think that it's someone who's been quiet and I still think it's Ash. And you know what, now I'm probably going to be killed because, you know, I'm a key, a big character.
Everyone loves me, so I'll be killed.
Yeah,
shut
literally.
Up.
And then Harry is chatting away too, and he's like, oh, come here, I'm going to have to gain Ash's trust again, you know, an awkward conversation is coming. And we do see other groups chatting away after the round table, and they still do suspect that Ash is a traitor, especially now that they know that Brian wasn't one.
Yeah, that's because Paul is like, Paul and Harry are like a dog with a bone. They want rid of Ash.
They're being very vocal now though, do you know, at the round tables. They literally are being vocal. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, it's time for bed then. And later on that night, the traitors come face to face and you know what now? Good God, what would you even say?
I don't know.
Like, Ash is understandably very pissed off.
Fuming.
Episode 3 and they've thrown her under the bus. She cannot believe that Paul and Harry have turned on her so early on, you know.
Yeah.
And she was like, we need to be a team if we're to win. But I mean, I was like, Ash now, you know, you know, she's still even at that point being trusting.
They totally
them.
Won her over again. Like, they lied through their teeth.
Yeah, they did. They did. Paul is like to Ash, listen, you were contradicting yourself. And Harry tries to explain why he voted for her. He was like, oh, I really just thought everyone was voting for Brian, so I just kind of went for you. And I was like, that still doesn't explain, you know.
You kind of have more respect for them, so they just turn around and went, you know what, we're trying to fuck you over, love.
Yeah,
we want the money for ourselves.
You were a weak link, and we just thought that you were really not playing a good game, that we were trying to
have more respect for them if they'd said that.
Yeah, they both just didn't. Anyway, Ash does admit that she wasn't playing the game as well as she could and as good as they have been, but she was like, I do have your backs, okay? Then Gutobin Claudia pops in and she's like, lads,
did you see she like shouldered Miles
terrifying.
Out of the way? She came in and like there was no space between like Miles and Harry for her, so she just Miles is a big guy and Claudia just shouldered him out of the way.
She's like, right lads, no murder tonight. Instead, actually what you're going to do is you're going to condemn four people into the cold, wet, unpleasant dungeon, and tomorrow you'll have to murder one of the people that you put in the dungeon. And basically Zach and Jasmine, they both have shields, so they're not included.
Yeah.
So pick four other people, right? So the Faithful, they are going to be able to pick one person to come out of the dungeon. And the traitors, they actually decide, now this is a bold, bold move. They decide to send in, you know, maybe not two of them, two traitors. They choose two of them to go into the dungeon, right? So they then decide to go with Andrew and Meg, right? Because Paul's convinced that he is the one that's going to be saved by the Faithful over Andrew.
Mad about himself.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to be saved over Andrew. And he wants Ash to go in too. But the thing is, Paul's playing a game within a game because he wants to offer up Ash to the Faithful as the first traitor.
Yeah.
And he just basically is like, I'll put myself in because I think Paul can't. Paul's addicted to the limelight.
Yeah, he is Jill Bigelow.
He can't help himself. Yeah, he really is.
He's
giving
Jill Bigelow.
Jill Bigelow line of duty. Paul should have actually hung back here and not put himself in.
Yeah.
But he wants to be in control.
He can't help himself.
And also, he's like a dog with the bone. He wants Ash out.
Yes.
So he's like, let me go in. I'll be saved because I'm popular and I'll fuck Ash out.
Paul and Harry keep giving each other, they keep communicating through looks, they keep giving each other these looks, but I'm telling you, Harry is going to fuck Paul over ultimately.
Yeah, he is. And I have to say, right, so the next morning at the breakfast, Miles is playing the best game as a traitor.
Yeah,
he really is. He was like, oh, you know, what's going to happen? And I just think he's slipping under the radar and Paul's gone too front and centre, addicted to the limelight.
I think the way to play breakfast though is honestly to have a face full of hash browns and just play dumb, be like, guys, I'm starving. Oh my God.
I'm
just
stressed.
Have a mouth. My two cheeks would constantly be full of like a fruit bowl that I wouldn't be able to speak.
Like a little squirrel with his nuts. So once Paul, Ash, Meg and Andrew don't turn up, Claudia reveals that they are going to the dungeon for the day and that one of them is going to be martyred tonight. After this now, I have to say, I'm very impressed by Zach, but he's still being very vocal. You know, you'd think he's going to get the chop. So after this, we learn that Zach is on to Paul big time, because I was really devo that we didn't hear the reasoning from Brian. But
same.
It actually doesn't, not that it doesn't really matter, but
yeah,
but because other people are on to Paul, you know, it's still unfolding.
Yeah.
So Zach is on to Paul because he's like, listen, he's too calm and confident. Like, he's composed and the rest of us are shitting ourselves. So he senses that there are two traitors in the dungeon. We have to think as well. I'm like, is Zach the one who's actually the clairvoyant? Because he also sensed a mother and son connection in the castle.
It was such a jump though. To be like, I feel like someone in here is mother and son. Where did Zach pluck that from?
I know, we'd love to know. But I also think they probably may have all been chatting about it for a while, but for dramatic purposes, they just slipped it in and then bam.
I guess watching season one, there was a romantic relationship. You're in there, you're probably like, there's going to be another hidden something.
Yeah.
What's different to romance and a family connection?
If they talked about that too much and we'd seen too much of that, we wouldn't have been gagged by Diane, you know? So I think for dramatic purposes, they just kind of went, here's a little bit, bam.
Yeah.
So when Zach starts being like, you know, Paul now too composed, Harry tries to cover and he's like, you know, Meg, dodgy. Traitor.
Yeah. Right? I felt like they did a really good job, though, of making Meg out to be a traitor throughout this episode.
Yeah, they did. We also saw a really funny / I'm like, Jesus, this is danger zone. Diane and Ross having a joke about Ross being sneaky.
They need to stop talking. Mm. And maybe this has been going on the whole time, but like you say, they haven't shown it to us. But like, it is danger, girl. It's too much.
Yeah, because someone walks by and honestly, she's kind of, someone was touching someone's arm and you know, you'd be like, what is going on there? Okay, it's mission time now. This mission involved golden nuggets worth money hidden in a pile of dirt. The contestants had to find as many nuggets as they can and bring them across a bridge which is broken. So the bridge is on top of the water and whatnot. They're split into two teams, the red and the blues, and whichever team banks the most gold, they are actually going to be able to save one of the condemned four from murder. So effectively, they'll be able to give someone a shield, right? Very interesting here. Because it's quite stressful for the traitors, you see, because Harry and Miles are actually on the same team.
Yes.
They're on the blue
shit
team.
One, yeah.
Shit one. So they really do want to try.
They have
and
to
save
win the trial to save Paul. Yeah.
Johnny did amazingly well in the trial during this whole challenge, the mission. Lots of splish splash going on too. Miles was unfortunate. The red team do come out on top and $5,000 is added to the prize pot. The red team then are the ones who get the power to decide who to save from the dungeon. And I was obsessed because it was dun dun dun, not Paul who they decided to save. Twas Andrew. Okay, so Paul's double bluff plan within a plan is almost about to shit hit the fan situation. So Ash, Meg and Paul are the ones that are going to be in the firing line. Meg, it's explained to us here that if Meg is the one that's banished this evening at the round table, okay?
Yeah.
So say it's Meg that's banished.
Yeah.
There's going to be no one murdered tonight, possibly.
Right.
Because the traitors
can't murder themselves.
So say, I know we find out later that it wasn't Meg who was banished, but that would have honestly just exposed Ash and Paul.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the hell would have happened there.
No. I did find the whole basement cellar thing. I found this and I do like the way they're trying different things and it's not just the same thing as last year. I found it confusing. I was like, what is going on here?
It was a bit confusing, but I also think that had they just not put Paul in there, it would have been grand.
Yeah,
they would have literally just tried to throw, get someone, get Ash to throw Meg in the dirt or put, you know,
yeah.
They would have just been able to play that at the round table that they try and throw Meg.
They'd been too clever for their own good.
Yeah, and Paul just can't help himself.
No, he can't.
He just can't. He's like, he needs to just hang back a little bit.
Paul,
he's
stop.
Being too much of a shepherd, you know, at the moment. Yeah. So we are about
he's
to find
lost a
out.
Sheep. Brian, gone.
Yeah, I know. We're about
Ooh,
to
aim on sheep.
We're about to find out then if the Tracers have masterminded a brilliant double bluff or if they're about to come undone. Harry then, I love, there's just a brief little talking head moment of Harry saying, we're not going to make it to the end with four Tracers and I want to win. So,
yeah.
You're, as you said earlier on.
He's cutting the dead weight.
As much as Harry is Team Paul, I think in this moment he's like, I'll yeah. have to do what I have to do if that's the case. Round table time. The four condemned pop in right back to the table. They're told Andrew has been saved. Paul does look pretty surprised here. I was kind of loving
he
that.
He was so shocked.
He was just so sure that everyone was like loving him. But what's happened now is that people are now suspicious of him because it's too much. Zach starts the round table. He's pointing at Paul for being calm and composed. He's like, you know, why would the Tracers put you in there? Like X, Y, and Z. Paul starts to get a bit emotional. Although he's kind of half
his
laughing.
His reaction, yeah, he's like crying slash laughing.
And he's like, I miss my son. And he's like, oh, you know, it's time for me to go. I'm happy to go home. You know, it's the quiet people. They're going after me, you know, blah, blah, blah. Harry does jump in and protect him a bit. And he's like, you know, I think it's Ash, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's Ash.
Instead of Paul going, I think the thing to say here when someone goes, you're a traitor, is to go, oh my God, if you vote for me, you're going to waste your vote.
You're waste
like,
your vote. No.
Don't waste your vote on me. Instead, Paul went, oh, I fancy going home to see my wife and kids anyway.
Literally.
No. You're going to get voted out.
Yeah, Paul slipping here, you know, because I think that he was so convinced he was going to be saved that he was like, fuck, he probably
that was,
just hadn't.
Yeah, that was Paul's version of Ash choking at the breakfast table.
True, it was. Yeah. And Harry jumps in and Harry's like, oh, I think it's Ash, you know, I think she condemned herself. They throw her under the bus again. I mean, Kel Surprise, like, and they're just like, your comments aren't genuine. You've contradicted yourself. Mm. The same thing as the last episode. Ash is like, I've been made to be the fall guy. You know, she's like, you know, they're pointing to her and Paul and not the quiet people. I did think she tried to go in and hear, but I think it's, in the words of Jojo, too little, too late. They do think that one of the Tracers has double bluffed themselves, and Meg then chimes in and she's like, I don't know why I'm down there. People start pointing at Meg. It then bounces back to Ash, and Paul, looking very secure and confident, he comes back up then from a few people, but he does talk himself out of the hot seat, you know, by the skin of his teeth, he does. And Zach is like, I want to back Ash. But then Claudia pops in and it's time to vote, right?
Yeah, I think in these round tables, if you are a faithful, I think it's really beneficial to watch the facial reactions of the people who are being spoken to. So say if you are Ash, right? So say I am Diane. And Paul is speaking to Ash. Watch Ash's facial expressions, because when she is being spoken to by another traitor,
fuming.
She's fuming. Yep. But when she's being spoken to by another faithful, she is sympathetic and understanding. Uh-huh. So I think it's really important to watch the facial reactions of the people who are being spoken to.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Gives away a lot.
It's then time to vote, right? Tracy, Andrew, Ross, they go for Ash. Ash herself votes for Evie, because I think that Evie had kind of said something to Ash, so she was like, oh, Evie, I think it's you, you're quiet.
I think they were like, Evie's been very quiet and hasn't spoken.
Anthony votes for Ash. Meg votes for Jasmine. Evie, Charlotte, Paul and Charlie, they go for Ash, so Paul's just like, ta-ta, see you later on. Jazz votes for Paul. Because he had said it earlier on in the episode. So Jazz goes for Paul, so we might see more on that.
Yeah.
Zach goes for Meg, because I think he just didn't want to vote for Ash.
Yeah.
So he was like, Meg maybe, even though Zach is onto Paul too, but I wonder,
yeah, I don't know why he didn't vote for Paul.
I think Zach is so smart, and I think here he actually might be onto Paul fully, but he's worried about being murdered by the traitors, so he might have just gone for Meg.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not sure. Diane, Harry, Johnny, Molly and Miles, they go for Ash, right? So Harry Harry and Paul have gone for their traitor, as has Miles.
I couldn't believe that Miles had gone for her as well.
Yeah, I suppose he probably was just like,
we need to seal the deal. We can't have this happen again where we tried to banish her.
Yeah.
And then we're back in the turret again.
I think
again.
He was like, we can't have another Aoki Momo, you know? So it is Ash who is banished. She stands up. She says, you know, you're all a great group. I've had so many laughs with you all. It's been an honour and a privilege. And it's now time to reveal that she's a... Dun, dun, dun. The episode ends.
But like, surely there's going to be more to that reveal than Ash just going, I'm a traitor. There has to... What do you think? There has to be more.
I think that Ash is about to leave some sort of parting gift. But at the same time, I wonder if they just end it there so the episode opens with the reaction that they've gotten the first traitor.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Because like, obviously the rules of the game, when Claudia gives you your cloak at the start, she lists off, you know, the rules, you know, blah, 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 blah. And in that, it's like, the rules are you cannot reveal that you are a traitor or that anyone else is a traitor.
Yeah.
So to stand up there at the end and be like, you're a traitor.
It'll ruin everything.
It would ruin everything. It would ruin the show and the whole game. Yeah. So,
yeah, maybe she might say something though. She might say, oh, I know we keep saying the quiet ones, but take a look back and see who has been front and center the whole time. Maybe she'll say something like that.
Maybe she might. I think you're dead right. I think they're just going to start the episode with the full reaction of getting their first traitor.
Their first
I think that's
traitor,
all it is.
Finally. Yeah. And also, you know, there's 12 episodes in total. They have to end some of them on... They have to change things up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So we're not getting it as a cliffhanger, but maybe it is. We'll all be revealed tonight at 9. But that was season 2, episode 4 of The Traitors.
Excellent
and
recap.
They finally got one.
They finally got a traitor. We'll have your thoughts and theories after this.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for all of your voice notes. We absolutely love getting them. You can send one to us anytime at all that you fancy. Click in the link on our website, which is shrinepodcasts.com. First and foremost, she's away on a secret mission at the moment, but she is watching and listening. All eyes. Here's Hannah.
Good morning. It's Hannah, obviously, and I'm not on the podcast today because I am in lovely London for a night. And I got into bed last night and my plan was to watch the episode of Traitors on the BBC iPlayer and then voice note you in my thoughts like Brendan did. But lo and behold, the fucking thing didn't work. It was like, you're not in the UK. And then there was a button to be like, no, bitch, I am. So I pressed that. Sorry, that's some live police activity from South London. So I pressed that and it was like, no, we know you're Irish, so you're not getting access to this. And that's some building activity. You're not getting access to this, so fuck off. And I tried everything I could. Wasn't happening for me. So then I went onto my Sky account to watch my recording of it, and it was like, you're not in Ireland, you're not watching this.
Sorry, Santa,
and I think,
not
I look at, I don't know what the BBC iPlayer wants from me, from us. you know, do you want my blood, sweat and tears because you have them at this stage? Like, do you want me to pay you? Because I would love to. I've offered to pay you. I think a subscription service would be a fantastic idea and you would make so much money globally from it because your content is amazing. And I just don't understand how we have the BBC on terrestrial television in Ireland, so we get addicted to shows like this, and then we can't feed our addiction by watching them at times that are convenient when we're not at home. So anyway, gonna go and get a coffee now and take a deep breath, but I will be home tonight. I'll watch both episodes. If I see a spoiler, I'm gonna hit the roof. So I had to dodge that on social media all day. But guys, love you, miss you, can't wait to hear the podcast. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. So Hannah.
So Hannah hasn't seen the episode. Apologies. We thought she had.
We wanted to not listen to it beforehand, so we were surprised.
Well, we were surprised.
God, London's but very busy
that
today,
was
so I'll go.
That was Hannah's
Well, you
campaign
know where she is now.
To get an international iPlayer.
Dead right, Hannah. Thank you.
Hannah, can't wait to have you back. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
We will.
Tony, who has watched the episode, is in Canberra in Australia.
Ooh.
The glamour.
Oh, my God. I hate Paul so much. That smug ginger. I just want to smack him on the back of the head. Oh, I hope he gets out soon because I just can't stand him. I just also wanted to say the cult of Diane is international. I am just as obsessed with her as everyone in the UK is. She is amazing, and I love how she walks into a room with a very serious face. I'm going to do that from now on.
Oh, yes, I love her blazer.
We need to talk about Claudia Winkleman's eye makeup. Is she on Glow Up or is she on The Traders? Who can say? I just wanted to end by saying I love you guys so much. You are amazing. You are my favourite podcast.
Thank you,
Tony. Thank you so much for listening and for your gorgeous voice. Now, love your voice, love your accent, and loved Diane's blazer when she trotted in at the breakfast. She said it was her going home outfit. I think she was like ready to go.
Like, you know, when you're in Big Brother for 6 weeks and you're like, I'm ready to go home. Tony, on Claudia's makeup, she's normally, Claudia's very uniformed in her look. There was definitely, I think it was for the round table, it was a red lip. It was a strong lip, which you'd not normally see. I enjoyed
a
it
red
though.
Lip to match the red gloves for later.
Yes. Also, I saw Claudia tweeted to say that she loved what she wore at the round table so much that she licked it.
Sorry, that dress was beautiful.
It was fab. A lot of these voice notes are about Paul today, including from Nikki.
Does anybody want to punch Paul after that? His cockiness is next level. I hope that everyone will start to kind of see him and his true colours and his kind of, and as one of them said, I don't know who it was, that his little snickers and his little kind of, you know, just sneery kind of look. Ugh. Anyway, great pod, guys.
Nikki, thank you for that. Paul just needs to take a back seat a bit, but he just obviously wants to get, you know, he wants to play the game too much. He enjoys it too much, but it's too obvious now. He's really just
being like,
hello,
pick
me, pick me.
You need to do what Claudia does and just sink into the wall and not be seen.
He needs to Homer Simpson in a bush for
in a
while.
Bush. Yeah. Here's Amanda, who sounds suspiciously like Diane.
I can't cope. How? First things first, they need to change Traders to at least 8 o'clock in the evening because I am absolutely buzzing on my sofa at 10 o'clock at night and I need to be going to bed to get up for work in the morning.
Same.
Second thing, Paul is too confident. He's too confident. He's giving himself away, being all sneaky. And the acting, the wee tear in his eye when he was talking about his wife or girlfriend or whatever and the child. This sneaky wee skitter.
No, it's so true. It just came out of nowhere. It just was like, I was like, what's he talking about? He just panicked and was like, I need to play the sympathy card.
I love this sneaky wee skitter.
When in doubt, start crying. He's like, get emotional.
Cry.
Yeah.
Aisling is in Limerick.
So delighted ye are back podcasting, especially about this incredible show and Waterford series so far. I was so delighted how they edited Paul on this episode, especially when he was down the dungeon, not knowing the suspicions were being raised about him up above him. He just came across so, so smug. And before this episode, I thought Harry was playing the smart game. Now I think he really needs to switch gears to make sure he's not aligning himself too much to Paul.
Yeah.
And maybe aligns himself a bit more to Miles, who is much more under the radar.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Aisling.
Yeah, I think Miles is probably the least suspected as a traitor as it stands.
Yeah, he's just been more rational.
Yeah.
He's just hanging back a bit and just going under the radar for a while.
Do you think there's, and I know it was only for like a day, but do you wonder, is it different for Miles because he was recruited? Like, does he feel, maybe mentally, like psychologically, you could be like, well, I started as a faithful. So maybe it's easier to play it that way.
True.
Because you can convince yourself that
I also just think Miles is just not cracking yet. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
I think he's also happy to not be front and centre constantly.
Yeah.
And he doesn't think he's really he's just kind of being like, hang on a second now, I'll just coast along. I'll chat to a few groups, I'll be everyone's pal, and then bam.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep saying that all the time. Bam.
What, bam?
Yeah, what, bam?
You? Yeah, what, bam?
Shablam.
Shablam. Thurston's also been on, less about what the traitors are doing, and Thurston's more got an eye on the style.
Ooh. Guys, are you actually joking me tonight? First, we had Diane looking chic,
yes.
Anna Wintour, realness, and Claudia, no notes. The breakfast table, the waffle roll neck, and the round table outfit. Stunning.
Thurston, j'adore your voice
note.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for all of your voice notes. A couple of your tweets now. Wayne Carrington says, Paul clearly sees himself as this year's Wilf. But the more perceptive of the faithfuls are seeing through him already. Gone by the end of the week, Wayne says.
Yeah, no, Wilf,
I say so.
Wilf used to be so amazing in the trials and the challenges and everything.
Yeah.
He was really like, oh, I just really want to get this money from my family. Paul needs to...
Yeah.
Pipe down,
Paul. Ellen Drown says, the only traitor I would want to see win is Miles. Paul's way too cocky and needs that ego checking. Loved Ross and Diane's covert chat. I thought that was risky business, Ellen.
It was, but I really chuckled at it. Like,
they need to stop, though.
I know, I loved them, though.
Mabel Dennison says, Ash, bless her, had absolutely no survival instinct. She had opportunities to really jump on what was being said about Paul. Instead, went randomly for Evie. Interested to see if Jazz and Zach stay on Paul, who might be too cocky for his own good. We have, thank you for all of your emails, all of your DMs, your tweets, your Instas. Everyone was generally saying Paul's too cocky for his own good today. Phil B says, the biggest question is, why did they end the episode before Ash announced she was a traitor? It's not a cliffhanger for the audience unless she's going to reveal something else.
Yeah, we want something. We do want something.
Yeah. Well, Lynn Am thinks that Ash will leave them a parting gift. Perhaps just an I'm one of four traitors.
Ooh.
Or I'm one of the traitors who spent the day in the dungeon. Not sure she has it in her to throw them completely under the bus.
Although, like, if they threw me under the bus twice, I probably would say something.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You would find it really hard not to...
Not ruin the whole
react.
Game.
Yeah.
To I'd have to say something.
Yeah,
just a little bit of a... Mwah.
Yeah,
a you know?
Little bit of a Kieran, yeah. Emma Toffey says, surely the only reason to have left on the cliffhanger is because Ash is about to throw one of her fellow traitors under the bus. Please be cocky, Paul. His ego needs to be popped.
She's going to... I feel like she's more annoyed at Paul than she is at Miles or Harry.
Yes.
In a way, I just... Yeah, because Paul is more of the leader and Harry's been kind of following suit.
Yeah,
yeah, I wonder, is she going to say something about Paul?
Yeah, she might
then,
too.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, she's going to allude to something.
Oh yeah,
I think
that would
right.
be good. I was one of the traitors in the dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Dr. James Bailey on Twitter, a doctor no less, posted a very funny tweet. I'm getting ready to speak my truth. I hate the awful go ape outdoor activity sections on the traitors. You suddenly go from an intense Agatha Christie whodunit to a drab team building exercise on a NatWest away day. It wasn't the most elaborate of missions. We'll give you that one. Do you know what I'd love to see?
I would have hated that mission. I would have been really bad at it.
I've watched the Australian version, right? I think only season two.
Yeah.
And on a mission, on one of the missions, what they did was when contestants were kind of gone off by themselves, there was like a secret table and they were like, oh, do you want a glass of Coke or a glass of champagne? And if obviously you've been there for weeks on end, so like a glass of champagne
gasping
is like, yeah.
Gasping for a bit of bubbly.
But like, do you want it for $1,000? So the money would go down unbeknownst to the other traitors.
Imagine if someone put like food
then,
that you've been craving for, Tato.
Or a family member or your pet, I would love to see them be like, do you want to see your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah? But like, well, you can have it for like £10,000. And then you get back and then the other traitors are like, where's the money gone?
Oh,
you'd be like, well, I had fun time with like me pooch. It'd be good, wouldn't it?
You and Fluffy.
Me and Fluffy. We have an email from Donna who says, just watching episode 4, before they break into teams for the Golden Nugget Challenge, I had to rewind and pause. Charlie and Evie are standing beside each other and they are very alike. Possible siblings, Donna says.
They are similar, yeah. Sorry, there is cereal called Golden Nuggets.
Golden Nuggets, yeah. Or Golden Grams, is it?
Yeah.
Or are they different?
There was... corn pops, cherry corn pops.
The mascot man with the beard.
Golden Nuggets like corn pops.
They cut the roof of your mouth.
Did you see corn pops?
No.
I absolutely loved them. They were kind of like Nesquik.
Oh, yeah, but not chocolatey.
But not chocolatey?
Oh, yeah.
They were
I found all those cereals were just too hard on the mouth.
Yeah, yeah, I love Wheaties. Anyway, sorry, enough about cereal, but
yeah,
thank
Donna
you.
Donna thinks that Charlie and Evie could be sisters.
Imagine.
Well, on that note... Evie, who's in the traitors, tweeted last night after the show to say, not gonna lie, kind of glad for that roundtable because people are finding out for the first time that me and Charlie are in fact two different people and not the same blonde person, lol.
I also think the problem with that is that neither of them have had too much screen time.
Which, I mean, is a problem for us identifying them,
yeah.
But great for them to last longer in the show.
Last longer in the show. Yeah, 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 absolutely. We're going to find out tonight, really excited, what is Ash going to do? What is Ash going to say as part of her big reveal as the first traitor that they've caught?
Do you think, so Meg is going to be murdered?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen? Yeah, so... Meg is looks like it's going to be Meg that's murdered.
It's going to be Meg because they won't murder one of their own.
The next banishment is going to be juicy. It could be Paul.
It really could be Paul. And is Zach playing the long game by going for Ash in that moment? I just think Zach is super, super, I don't know if it's like observant, intuitive, of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Diane and Ross don't stop talking... they're going to get caught. They've already been seen by people whispering in hushed tones.
When you said Diana Ross, I was like, Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in the first celeb season of The Traitors.
Oh my gosh. Well, all will be revealed later on. BBC One, 9 PM, and we'll be back dissecting tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Back from the fallout of that Ash cliffhanger. In the meantime, tell everyone you know who is watching The Traitors that we are podcasting about it. Let them know. Find us at Shrine Pod. You can follow us on social. We're at Shrine Pod in most places. And of course, please... with your thoughts and theories, send us voice notes by clicking the link on our website, shrinepodcasts.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.